To order at 7 p.m. Normally we do the pledge. Is that something you guys would be amenable to?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right, Barb, can you go ahead and call roll for East Wayne?
Blake Bishop?
Here.
Rick Peter? James Buckley?
Here.
Deb Peters? John Graham?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Over to you, sir.
Over to me. I move to open the special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees with East Wayne here January 23rd. Here at the Village Hall in Dalton on West Main Street. Do I have a second?
A second.
For the recording, myself, Tom Gregory, Scott Widmer are present. Anita Fisher has a prior commit and is unable to. I will be taking meeting minutes for this meeting.
Alrighty, so for East Wayne, we already did roll. I know normally at special meetings, no public comment is technically, or we aren't required to do so, but I would like to open it up to the public before we start. If anybody has public comments that would like to in the audience, please feel free to do so. I would like to address them, and then if there are none, we can move into normal business. Are you guys amenable to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, counted to eight. Normally that's the signal.
Yeah.
If nobody speaks up, that's what we do on conference calls. If nobody talks within 8 seconds, they don't want to talk. So if there are no open comments, we will close that for public comments for the evening, and we will move right into to business. So I didn't really have a timeline or discussion topic. I mean, obviously I do, but I didn't know what entity we wanted to go over first or what you guys' thoughts were or...
Although I brought our last offer, I want to make sure Scott should be able to review that.
Okay.
Yeah, this has been a couple months. And I think there had been a couple settlement proposals going back. Well, we met. When was it? August 5th.
Yeah.
And I think we had some agreements, verbal agreements in that meeting, and then we were kind of anticipating that that would be ratified, mm-hmm. and so that was finally ratified then in your October meeting, I think. And so based on that, then we came back and said, you know, I think it's in the best interest of both parties that we just settle all the lawsuits, get this all behind us, and have an opportunity to start over again. So the first paragraph of our settlement proposal was that we settle all lawsuits. EWFD withdraws all prior claims to the five-year agreement signed in 2015. Sugar Creek Township would likewise agree to withdraw all prior claims for the division of assets from the 2014 Joint Amended Resolution Agreement. And then I believe that would terminate all prior contracts and all prior claims so the parties can move forward without further litigation. There's probably still the issue of the mandamus action with Dave Wingard, which I think...
Yeah, I think that was part of something we wanted to talk about. To come back and revisit.
Excellent.
I know per the attorney's advice, he suggested that we're obviously want to do everything you just said and put in an additional sentence on there that would indemnify East Wayne from any further claims regarding to that issue. So basically that it circles around and it's dead.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know all this crap, but I know that Sugar Creek Township's not the only party in that mandamus, so while we would agree to withdraw, we can't speak for other parties in that.
Correct. Yeah, we're not asking you to.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing we'd be asking is that you forgive us anything that comes within this litigation. So the absolute worst thing from a community standpoint I would feel is that we settle, everything's happy, and then something else happens from another party that brings other action back into a suit. So all we were asking is that anything pertaining to the contract, because obviously if a private individual brings a suit, that money goes back to the government entities, right? That any government entity money that comes to you just goes back to the contract per our settlement. So that even if there is an issue, it just circles around and it becomes moot. Because it as a community it needs to be over.
Right. Second line item was that the existing response areas would remain unchanged. Third paragraph was that Sugar Creek Township would agree to create a fire tax district in the unincorporated area of the township that would allow residents of Downton to vote on a EWFD fire levy separately, and would eliminate some of the double taxation potential that is evident right now.
Yep, and we did discuss that at great length. I think that's an excellent point that needs to be considered throughout the community as a whole. I don't know if it needs to be part of a litigation settlement between parties.
Right, yeah, I kind of agree to that. It's not that you're agreeing to this if we go ahead and form this.
Right. I think that's something we can look into and probably may or should do, depending upon what best serves the public interest. To keep it pointed just to what we're doing is we're trying to settle the contract, we're trying to settle whatever this dispute is, and I don't want to bring other issues into a dispute that doesn't necessarily need to belong there.
I added this point in specifically because I think in the original settlement proposal from back in June-ish, there was a phrase in there that said Sugar Creek Township would cooperate with EWFD on a tax levy. I wasn't quite exactly certain how we would do that. Mm-hmm. I settled on this as a alternative where at least we're backed out of the village and not really influencing that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I think...
Omitting it solves both of those.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Number four, the current 3-year 1-mill levy will be divided on a 54-46 proportion. I think that came straight out of...
That's correct.
This is a presentation they had in August.
And then everything I was using to base numbers on just was off of your email of that levy generating $450,000 throughout the 3-year time.
Is ish.
That, ish. That's perfect. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right frame.
Yeah. And then again, net of all prior payments and a $35,000 retainer for services by KBFD for that year, 2015.
Now, I do have a question on that, and I wasn't in the December meeting. I forget who said it. It was in an email I read. Actually, I think it was Mitch, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that I don't think the $35,000 should be part of this litigation. It shouldn't be paid off of Sugar Creek Township twice. That's East Wayne from 2015 that we need to take credit for and pay Kidron. So I don't think that actually applies to this settlement.
So you're saying you'd like to take care of that $35,000?
Yeah. So
with
I think
KBFD.
So do you guys mind? I'm a very visual person.
No, go for it.
Do a whiteboard session. Okay. So the way I've looked at this is we have two separate issues which have become one, but ultimately it's two, right? We have a 5-year contract that is currently in the court system.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Yep.
Okay. That 5-year settlement was for $70,000 equaling $350,000. We're still on the same page, right? Okay. So from there, of this, there was technically supposed to be two monies. It was all written to East Wayne, but East Wayne was supposed to contract with Kidron. So this can be divided into two ways, right? So year one was supposed to be 35. any disagreements with those numbers yet.
I don't know that the 2015 agreement spelled it out exactly that way.
I'm sorry.
That may have been the intention, but I don't know that that was the intent, that that was written in the agreement per se.
Okay, so let's strike that out because I wasn't there, right? All I can speak to is this side of the board. So are we agreeing in that?
I don't have any reason to not.
Okay.
Let's go forward and see
okay.
Train of logic.
All right. So part of the things that we had talked about on our proposal was being able to forgive a certain number of years to make sure you guys stayed liquidly solvent, right? So, but before we get there, we have this other pile of money over here on the tax levy, right? Which, per the email and per what we all talked about, 54% of that 450K, right? So that would be 243,000 that would be to the East Wayne Fire District. So two separate things. Okay. So when we go through and talk about this, again, this is 2017 through 2021. Because 2016 and 2015 are all passed. The books are closed. And if I read my notes right, Sugarcreek Township paid East Wayne $70,000 in 2015 and 2016.
Yep.
So the only thing that's truly in dispute is the $35,000 that didn't get sent to Kidder. That's on this board
right.
to take care of that.
Yeah.
So those 2 years are done.
Yep.
So within that, we talked about forgiving half of our percentage. So when we wrote our proposal, we said we'd forgive $140,000. That was the assumption that half of that was going to Kidder. So, as I stated, I just knocked out that part of the board because I can't speak to them because we're speaking of East Wayne Fire District. So, in that case, after I take out what has already been paid for 18, which is 35, 19 was 35, and we said we would forgive our portion of the 70, right, which is 20 and 21, because you already paid in 17. So, that breaks down. $70,000. I missed a year.
So you're saying the general fund paid 2017, that's the reason why you excluded that?
Yeah. So
okay.
Out of all these, this was paid, and this was paid. Correct?
You're labeling one as 2018?
This is 17, 18,
okay.
19, 20, 21. Sorry, the board's getting a little low. So
I'm just trying to keep up on my notes.
Right. So of that, you know, you paid 3 years, so technically there's only 70K left that you guys owe us from 20 and 21, and we said we forgive that. So we're saying of the contract, 5-year contract, we're good. Did I oversimplify that, or did I overcomplicate it?
Well, let's continue on. I'm not following you yet.
Okay. So basically what I was saying is, in our settlement that we're talking through,
right.
The five-year contract, if we have simply amend the five-year contract with Sugar Township being able to contract directly with Kidron, which you've already done, that completely eliminates this whole side of the board. And we've already went through that five-year contract money-wise and basically determined that if we forgive the next two years of money, it's a zero sum from what you've already paid us.
Are you saying we don't owe anymore?
Per the five-year contract, yeah.
General fund money.
General fund money.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And yeah, it doesn't account for the tax levy. Okay.
Right. You're still on general fund money.
It's just straight general fund.
I mean, I think
but,
that's where.
But 18 was paid out of tax levy. It wasn't paid out of general fund. And 19 was paid out.
So, but why are we confusing that? So, that's fine. We can do it that way.
Yeah, I mean,
so, but if you,
I
if
just
you put 35 over here, so if you're going to say you paid the two
if you paid 18 and 19 out of the general fund, or all that fund does is now this 70K is just on the table out of the general fund. So we said we were going to forgive 70K one way or the other. So if you get forgive 70 out of here, it's the same as forgiving it out of here. So there's really no difference. So to keep things completely separated, all I'm saying is that if we do exactly what we said, you guys don't owe us any money in general fund.
I think that's where we were too, right? He just kind of got there a different way.
Maybe.
Continue with the tax levy.
On the other side.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the only thing I was going to say with the tax levy, I gotta look at my notes, is it is what it is. I mean, it's the tax levy.
So that's
243.4. Okay. We took an estimated $450,000 for the 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean,
54% of that.
And the reason I broke it up like that is not to say that you owe us $243,000. I broke it up to separate the difference between what we're trying to settle. In my mind, we're trying to settle this 5-year contract. How you spend your finances is irrelevant to me, right? All I want to do is settle the current contract, and what is currently in the courts is the 5-year case settlement.
Well, I mean, we could just strike it all down, paragraph one. So, I mean, we just end everything and rewrite it over. Then there's just the matter of figuring out the monies that are remaining.
Exactly. So
rather than relying on the framework of the 2015 agreement.
Right, because we basically said that 2015 agreement, well, it was used as a basis for 2017.
Okay.
Correct? Is that accurate?
Okay. That's when it came into effect, yeah.
So that was all my whole point, is we're pretty much at zero on the contract.
Basically just a clean slate.
Just a clean slate. So why not do the most economical thing for our citizens and just amend our current 5-year contract, because that should be the most economical instead of starting straight from scratch. It's already in place. We can mirror the contract that you guys have with Kidron, because I do feel that if we're going to enter into agreements, that whatever fire districts we use, whatever contract one gets, the other gets, so it's just even. I mean, I think that's very, I hate the word fair, because, you know, fair has a different definition. I think that's right. I think that's the right thing to do. And then when you go through that whole process, it would be cheaper from our legal fee perspective to at least take a basis. I know I would be willing to, and I think Chip would too, would be willing to write whatever contract is needed for both parties. If you guys would like his services to do that, I think he's $100 and some cheaper than Mr. Schrader. And he also said he would donate 3 hours of his time to help get this situation moving. If you guys wanted his help, he'd be willing to donate time.
We'd have the prosecutor be able to review that then.
Yeah. I think I had attached a contract that was exactly like the Kidron contract to my last email blast, mm-hmm. to the right. WFD email address.
So, because I would assume that, well, not assume, I would know whenever we amend the contract, we have to have a contract congruently go into place at the same time. Right. Because it's like we're talking about steps. We got to solve the litigation first, then we got to get a contract. But they both had to happen at the same time, in order to protect the public safety best. So that's my spiel that went longer than I intended. So I apologize.
So the amended contract would last, just again because I'm new, would that be for 20? If it exists for 2020 and 2021 as well. Okay.
So the 2-year contract?
It'd be an amended 5-year.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to... We had done some math here.
So if we did that, is there anything else in here that would conflict with that? If, in other words, if we said, okay, we're gonna amend the 5-year contract for the last 2 years here, and we would put in what that value is, mm-hmm. right, over the next 2 years. We'd have to work that part out.
Well, no, because the next 2 years you're paid for. You already paid for the next 2 years. We said we'd forgive $70,000.
Are you, in the amended contract, then, you're not having any language in there about the levy money that exists right now, that we are holding?
That is correct. I mean, I would hope in good faith, since it was passed, that East Wayne gets 54% of it, that 54% of that total money would come to East Wayne. So, I mean, we can write it in there if you would like. I mean, it would make me feel more comfortable.
I think we've looked at the math a little differently than you have, so I can't speak that there's an exact amount of 54% in there.
There's no levy for 21, so.
Yeah.
Yes. So it would just, that's why I said I didn't want to correlate the two topics, because technically they don't intermingle, because the 1 year tax fire, or the 3 year tax fire levy is its own piece, right? You know, I would hope that as a board, you guys set away those funds to only be spent on fire money. I would assume that's what you did. I haven't looked at your statements.
Well, I mean, I think we have, I'll speak for myself, I think we have every intention of that levy money coming to the East Wayne Fire District.
There's
no doubt there. And I can say for one that in good faith, we will give you that money. I think you guys are bringing an approach here that we haven't looked at, but it, it does simplify things. From a standpoint of you're just looking at the litigation, and you're not putting the levy money in there as a contingency.
Just a point of, here's a copy of the 5 year contract, and there's the current paragraph. So let Larry read that little paragraph. The levy is mentioned in the contract, but it could be amended to just say 54% of the levy.
I think that would be my concern, is that we're going to have a back and forth on how the contract is amended. And that's been our contention here for the last few years, I think, the specific points in the contract.
Okay. What would those points be?
It was specifically the 100% proration of the levy that went to EWFD in addition to the $70,000 per year.
Is that what she highlighted?
There's one paragraph that needs amended.
So the paragraph is, in the event the Board of Trustees of the Township determines that additional funding is necessary for provision of fire and or emergency medical services within the Township and places a levy on the ballot to generate additional funding, the Board of Trustees agrees to provide such additional funding to the Joint Fire District as part of this contractual agreement. The amount vote as cost of protection shall automatically be amended to reflect the current amount of $70,000 and any additional amount generated by a new levy. The total new sum owed to the fire district for fire protection shall continue to pay equal installments in the months of April and November. And that's how the current contract reads. So I guess, so your question is, how do we amend that?
Probably strike it.
Yeah, strike it. Because it's not both. That has been my contest with this agreement since 2015 when it was signed, is that the trustees agreed to pay $350,000 for 5 years plus all the proceeds of the tax revenue. So that was terribly harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Bueller of the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office made that same point. Prior to the trustee signing it, which they chose not to heed that advice.
Gotcha. And that's why I wanted to separate things, because you're new, I'm new, sort of.
Yeah.
And it's all past.
Yeah.
I just want it to go away.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's why I wanted to break it out into just what EFWD was owed, I hate that term,
right,
distributed money within that contract, which was only $175,000. For 5 years, and you paid 17, 18, and 19. So it only leaves 2 years left unpaid of that contract, which is $70,000. We already said we would forgive $70,000 in good faith to make that go away. I think that's a pretty strong action speak louder than words statement. So that's what we're coming to the table with. So then that moves you over to the right side of the board, and that's the tax money. So mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, I would hope that that's distributed as advertised.
So once again, just so I have this straight, so for the next 2 years, there is no money owed.
We could forgive however you want to say it. We could forgive 17 and 18, and you could owe us for the next 2 years. It's irrelevant.
I see.
Does that make sense?
We'd have to agree on how the fire levy money is divided.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could amend the current, what I just read, to strike that line item out, but in a separate discussion or topic. That was always our point with cooperating on a levy in our proposal. That way it separates it out completely. We finalized our 5-year contract. Let's move on to the next topic. Okay, the next topic is future tax levies. How are they going to be divided within Sherbrooke Township? I think there's 2 points you're very interested in. It's being able to directly contract with Kidron. That could be written into the contract. And then just however we choose to divide that said monies up between the local stations that service your area. I mean, does it have to be any more complicated than that?
Okay, so yeah, you brought up something. So that is one downside of if we amend the contract, there does have to be wording in there that allows us to contract directly with Kidron.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because that's not in there right now.
Because that was written when EWFD was responsible for the entire township.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, if we're going to, Sugar Creek Township has to be authorized through this agreement to continue contracting with Orville and as well
correct.
With Kidron.
Correct. Yep. Absolutely. So basically, everybody keeps their exact same territory, nothing changes.
All right. That 243, you're not subtracting any of the levy money that's already been paid to you?
Well, like I said,
because
if you put the 70,000 on that side, that just means we're in dispute on 70,000 on the contract side.
I think I see your point there, and I think, John, we could probably go through the math and do it in 2 or 3 different ways and come up with a number that's roughly equivalent. I think Blake has just done the math differently than we did at our last meeting.
Except for in 18 and 19, we didn't use any general fund money. We've used levy money, already paid off that levy, so there's $140,000 that's already been paid out of that levy fund already. And we already committed $131,000 to Kidron, and so now we have $170,000 left in as far as carryover, which that $131,000 has not been paid from that yet. We should be anticipating $154,000, $155,000 approximately. So coming in, we're not meeting that $243,000 obligation that we have to you.
So you don't quite have the money.
Correct, because once we had the levy put into place, we stopped using general fund.
I would want the fiscal officer to certify. Clearly she would have to certify the contract before it became effective.
Correct. That's where, because we already used levy money, that some of it's already been given to you, so that 243,
Is there any large expenditures that pushed you guys out of being able to contractually grant that money to other parties?
Yeah, the way it is right now, we excluded the 131, even excluded 70,000 for 2018 and 2019, if I remember correctly, in our
the 131 notes. Was taken out from the 46% that was Sugar Creek Township's.
Correct.
So there hasn't, the only thing that's come out of the 54% side of the levy has been the 2 payments of 35,000 to EWFD.
Right.
And that's why we did the math that way.
Right.
Based on
there's
actual accounting rather than spreadsheet.
We did $140,000 already out of that levy fund.
So that would be our challenge, is coming back. The money's got to come out of the levy fund. It can't come out of the general fund.
Why can't it come out of the general fund?
It's not there.
Why is it not there?
There's like, what do you say, 10,000 free in general fund right now?
Yeah, our carryover as of the first of the year was 8,500. And Anita sent out 35,000 still owed to Schrader, unfortunately. And we're tonight at 10,000 with a $3,000 payment to Wayne County.
We're so at 10,000 tonight.
Yeah. As of tonight, we have $10,000 left in our general fund. And we still have 35 left to pay off Schrader that he still has over us. That's, well, and we still have, talk about the extension again.
Mm-hmm.
That will be in our charge there for that as well. So,
gotcha.
But as far as them doing the letting Comstock and Wayne County prosecute, that's a lot cheaper than having Schrader do the work for us.
Right.
So that would save us some money there.
Although there
that's
is already.
The reason I was sitting here scratching on my notepad over here trying to figure out how to make the money work.
Although we
something wasn't
already
adding up.
Have a contract that has been approved by Wayne County Prosecutor.
So
you know, that they would just need to review that with Chip. And that's a 1-year contract that we had, I think, agreed to pay out some of these same funds. So when we
speak towards that, you know, I mean, it's however you break it down, I don't want this to be about money, right? That's the hardest part,
right?
Because that's really all the only point there is left to argue about. And there was a good saying that somebody said, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that I'd never heard before, but I thought was appropriate. So as much as I do want this to completely just go away, I don't think it would be in the right of us of the board and the constituents that we serve to say, well, we gave up 70 and then we're not going to get any of the tax money, but it's okay. That's not an equal distribution or fairness to either part. So all I'm saying is, if you don't have the money to meet the financial obligations out of your general fund, maybe there's some creative solutions we could come up with. I know the chief had recommended that in upcoming years, when your general fund becomes more solvent, maybe we could set aside $15,000 a year for training that all departments within the area can utilize, or something like that. If we say it's good for now, in good faith, let's do something that benefits everybody and all departments moving forward. There's got to be something that we can speak through, but to not to deadlock our conversation here, I really just wanted to finish the left side of the board.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because we can finish that tonight, and then we can talk about the right side of the board.
Right.
At a later date, because it really doesn't pertain to the contract.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 2017, the first year of that contract, yeah. We were, Kittern and East Wing were paid both. That would have been paid out of that general fund.
Right.
About 35 each. But after that, everything's been out of the fire levy, and the legal fees have just taken us all the way down to nothing. So, unfortunately, we don't have anything to give you that.
Right.
To help you guys out.
Right.
And that's just the reality of the issue.
I knew that. So I was slow walking everyone to that conclusion, because I didn't want to say you overspent out of your attorney fees and that's what put you in trouble. But that's not me to tell you that, because I don't really know your obligations. I only assumed it. So whether that be the case or not, I think it really makes it simple to say we're only, if you think about it, only 70,000 apart in our general fund. That's the only argument. That's it.
Yeah. So you're interested in different ways down the future of trying to help out once our general fund is recuperated.
Or you pass another fire levy.
Right.
Right.
You know, but we're willing to look at any option to settle this.
Okay. Right.
I mean, because we're in the same boat that everybody else is. We need cooperation as a community come November to try to get something on the ballot that applies to everybody.
I'm not sure if you heard what happened to Canaan Township.
I did.
They had their levy for a new one was pulled from the state. Said, we're not going to let you collect it after the voters passed it in November.
Yeah.
So this one here in November is going to be pretty critical, making sure everything is done correctly. So we don't have the same situation. Thankfully, it's bad that they lost it, but I believe it was an additional levy on top of a current levy.
Mm. I was going to ask them, why did they pull it?
I hadn't found out yet.
They asked. They had a 2-mil continuing levy.
Okay.
And the ballot language, they wanted to add 1.05, and the ballot language said a renewal of the 2 and a renewal of the 1, and the 1.5 additional, which made people to believe that it was a 3.05
renewal, not a renewal plus a brand new.
So if they would have put the 105 on as an additional continuing, and it was all the way the ballot language was written and the Wayne County Prosecutor's assistants wrote the ballot language.
Gotcha.
And so the state pulled that levy, but they will continue to collect their 2 mil continuing.
It was just a new one.
They will not collect the 1.05 additional.
I just seen that come across the news feed. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, I read
when
that.
When you have one chance at levy
detail today.
For next year or so.
I'll answer your question, Jim.
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you.
So, I mean, I think we already talked about everything else that was on our list to talk about. Levy, which we just did for November. Amending the contract. And we can have whoever you'd like to do it, but Mr. Comstock volunteered his time to help us with that. Whatever contract we enter into just needs to match the one you just wrote for Kidron. Be more than happy to do that. I think that would be easiest and best. So like we said, that pretty much solves the entire left side of the board, as long as you guys would be willing to look at it that way, and then we can write into the contract that you contract directly with Kidron, and that any future levy money, we have to figure out how we want to apply that moving forward. So really, that's the only point I see, unless I summarized it incorrectly.
So resummarizing, all we have to do is amend the entire 2015 agreement.
Yeah.
And then write another.
But it's only like 3 sentences in that whole thing, so it's really not that. That's what's crazy, though. 2 sentences is what knocked this whole thing out. So this is much clearer than my handwriting.
Oh, okay.
Just so you can see it. So what I did was I put on the board, mm-hmm. I put 35 here, 35 here,
right.
35 here, right? Forgive, forgive, right? So basically when you take it back down, take everything out, these, and if I move these 35s over here to the side, which is the East Wayne,
yeah.
The 173, your total of is still the same, yeah. Minus what we forgave, it still breaks down to 243.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
I think I understand it. I'll crunch numbers, and then it's a matter of, I know we don't, none of us want to quibble over the money, but we're kind of fiscally obligated to do it as officers.
Unfortunately.
So, I think we have to be a little careful on how we take the left side of the board and say okay, and then what I don't want to do is get into the right side of the board and go, oh shit. Mm-hmm. We got to know exactly where our footsteps are before we...
Exactly. And we're in the same boat. We have to figure this out as soon as possible, because by August you have to have everything ready for the ballot. I mean, yeah. So this is, we can't dilly on this.
And for us, it's May.
Yeah.
Because that's when Barbara wanted to have the opportunity to start working on the legal language to get that all done to make sure there's no hiccups. And I imagine this Canaan hiccup is not going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going
to
be good.
She wants to double check it, I'm sure.
So I guess from my next action steps, what do you guys see as our next actionable steps we need to take?
I think we need to get some preliminary feedback from our fiscal officer to ascertain exactly what we got in the levy fund. And then we probably need to have a draft write-up of the amendments.
I was going to say, could we have them draft?
Mm-hmm.
If Comstock's willing to do that, could we have you draft that, mm-hmm. and then we look at it and make sure we're okay with it, and just to keep the process moving.
Yeah.
Where I'm looking at is, after paying Kidron approximately what we're getting, we're going to have $193,000 left.
Okay.
So that's the $170,000 we carried over from this year. Approximately taking $154,000 because we subtracted some for collection fees and whatnot. Subtract the $131,000 and you get about $193,000.
All right, so basically that's forgiving $70,000 plus the 70 on the other side, so it'd be, we'd be forgiving 140,000.
Yeah, the 170 plus the 154 should give you about 324. Is that what you're getting, Scott?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing some calculations there.
So just, I know Scott, you're a numbers man, and that's what I like. So once you wrap your brain around the other way I looked at it,
yep.
Please let me know what number you came up with. So on the assumption, I'm just going to go with what he gave me. If you have 193 that would be available to come to East Wayne out of the 243, that would be us forgiving another 70, so 140 in total. The easiest thing to do in mediation is just say, let's put it down the middle. Can you find us 70 and we'll forgive the other 70, right? Or if that's completely out of the realm of possibilities because your general fund is at zero, what other things can we do in the future going forward to make sure that not only East Wayne but other fire departments can benefit as you become more fiscally solvent?
Right.
So those would be my two requests.
Okay.
Well, and we would have every motivation to do that because we're relying on you to provide fire and EMS protection to half of our, or at least half of our territory and the township. So, right. Yeah, it's not like we want to play hardball and and not have you as a partner.
Yeah, because that puts us in some tough operating constraints. And I have to say that the past board before me did an excellent job of running on shoestrings. I mean, it was amazing what they were able to operate with.
Police, or someone going that way.
Yeah, so you'll draft up amendments, and we'll...
Why don't you ask if one of them would be interested in meeting with our attorney to help draft that.
Have two points of contact, one from us? And
well, just schedule a meeting with a Sugar Creek Township representative and you, so that we're all on the same page. John, if you'd be willing to do that, or...
Yeah, my schedule's probably more flexible, and for especially daytime.
Yeah.
So I can have you guys email me any concerns that you have, so as I go into that meeting, I respect where you guys are at as well, along with Anita.
I mean, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'll do whatever it takes to...
That might eliminate some back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think what we can do is take a look at the fund and determine if there's a shortfall or not.
Yep, because like I said, I mean, this just keeps it solidified. I mean, and it really is on us. I mean, we owe Kidron $35,000 for 2015. So I want to say that that will be done, but this needs finalized so I know what my general fund has to pay them.
Right.
Right, so I'm relying on you guys so that I can take care of business.
Okay, my...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're fine.
You bet.
Okay. Cool. I will show your diagram. Can you hand one to him, or...
It's on recycled paper, so I apologize.
I'll take this to Anita.
My cheapskate.
Let her review.
Yeah. Maybe we can make a copy of it.
Yeah, maybe I can send a picture of it.
So, actually, before you do, let me... unless you understand my writing, but on the board, yes. These 35s were over here. Because I anticipated you would say that.
Okay. How about that?
There we go. Because it all equals the same thing.
I had copied your diagram on this.
Okay.
From this tonight, so.
Gotcha.
Good deal.
Cool.
Sir, did you miss anything?
Yeah, the extension. Our extension for the brief is coming up on January 30th. We probably shouldn't make that happen until February 28th. Or do you think we can get this done before January 30th?
Probably not.
Okay. For
our next meeting is when, the 12th or 14th or something? 10th?
11th? Everything in between.
If we can come to agreement, and our attorneys are confident that we could come to an agreement, I wonder if they could notify the court that we've tentatively reached an agreement and no longer need to.
Okay.
Let me talk to Chip and ask him.
All right.
I'll talk to talk to Al.
We'll have to have a follow-up on that pronto, because that's next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're probably already burning oil to prepare for that. So.
Yeah, Al was pretty adamant about knowing what's going on with this. And
as everybody is. I'm glad we were here tonight, because otherwise it would have been...
Yeah.
Because you're gone, right? You leave next?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we could get something preliminary before you head out of state or out of country?
No, just out of state.
Out of state.
Yeah.
I would like to do so.
Okay.
So if they both say, well, no, the only thing you have is to keep extensions until we actually have the contract and everything signed in, we'll have Al and Comstock again going
to read by for an extension, and we'll just make it.
We don't have to spend that money, though. That would be better.
That would be great. February 29 would be the next due date, I would assume. That's the last day of February.
Mm-hmm.
Review with Anita. We can go from there. So talk to Al Schrader, review with Anita, and meet with Chip Comstock on our contract.
And you'll set that up, right, Blake?
Yep.
I'll let you guys know so you have plenty of time to... I'm assuming you'll check emails and evenings if you're gone next week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably pull my copy of the 2015 agreement out and pour over that and give you my recommendations.
I appreciate it. All right, I got those three things plus meeting minutes. Anything else we need to discuss?
I do not have anything.
Okay. If you want to join your meeting, that's fine. I'll wait for that. Or you can sit as part of our meeting. It doesn't matter to me.
Nope. I can, because you have some other business, right?
Yeah, we have a couple other things.
Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All right. We are adjourned at 7:48 p.m. of the special meeting. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Continuing off ours, general fund review, we talked to Anita, so we got the emails that she believes that we can make it through to March.
Yep.
I looked back through March 15th, which was like 2 days after our March meetings when we got our first check. So push comes to shove, special meeting the week after we get our check and we can move forward with that. So yep. No sense in, she doesn't like having the early advancement anyway, so.
Does Kevin need to be put on notice that we are tight on that, or do all of his stuff come out of Road and Bridge?
Everything, Anita said everything comes out of Road and Bridge on his side of stuff. Right. It is our wages, her wages, the insurance for you and Anita, Oprah's.
Health insurance can't wait.
Legal, that kind of stuff, yes.
Yeah, that needs to be paid, but.
So,
I mean, even if, I mean, if we got that tight, we could always defer our wages for a month.
Well, I thought you can go to maybe one section, we go for a quarterly. Pretty in pay. I don't think there's anything that says you have to take it by month. I'm still trying to review that, but I'm being creative. But she feels we can make that go. So nothing there. And you guys get the inventory list.
Saw it.
Okay.
I didn't read it. I just got it late.
I made an addition. I looked back in our bills. The snow plow was $52.50. So I just wrote that down on there for the snow plow. Looked back through our meeting minutes on 19 and 18, and it just made mention that we accepted his changes. It wasn't the actual sheet. Kevin feels that she has an actual sheet, and then he just gives the changes. We accept it, and then she makes the changes as needed to the inventory sheet. So we just need to make a motion that we accept the inventory list, and we can go from there.
I so move.
You move to do that? Remember, I got to keep making stuff here.
Do you have any time today before the meeting?
I'll second that.
Okay. Scott moved. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. No one opposed. Motion passes. Inventory is accepted. And that should take care of our agenda on our list.
I move we adjourn.
I second that. All in favor of adjournment, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Got it done in under an hour. That's impressive.